conversation with the legends and those becoming. Becoming, I think, is a good description of young brother and sister combination Gary and Uma Peters from Nashville, Tennessee. Met them up in Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival. I had had a tip that I ought to find them, and I did, and I got to chat with them. They gave me their new album, the title of which is Origins. You're going to be amazed at what these young kids do and what they're thinking and what they talk about. The conversation takes place, again, just off of the stage, 30, 40 feet off of the stage. The mother's there. We had a nice chat about what they're interested in, how they got into music, and why they're playing bluegrass. Gary and Uma Peters. Very happy to welcome the Unreal Bluegrass. I've been looking forward to this. I really have. I will tell you this. I'm at Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival. Now there'll be a little bit of ambient sound in the background. It's another band. But Mary Burdett sent me some music from a young brother-sister act in Nashville. And I loved it. I played it on the show. And now I'm sitting with those people, Gary and Uma Peters. I just want you to say hello, first of all.
Hi, I'm Uma.
Uma.
Hello. Gary.
Gary. How old are you guys?
I'm 12.
And I'm 14.
All right. And your mother's sitting here because I didn't want to do this without her present. She's not going to speak, but I just wanted you guys to be comfortable with what was happening. Since the audience knows your music but not you, you have a story to tell about how you got into bluegrass and why you're doing this. I know I have your new album called Origins. And I had three songs from Mary Burdett at Gray Fox. The total number of songs on the Origins album, how many is on there?
I believe it's 9.
Okay. Let's talk how you get into bluegrass, how you get into recording this album, and then I'll let you guys go. I know you got busy, busy time, so go ahead.
Well, we both started out on classical violin. I started when I was 4, and then when he got interested in more of the bluegrass fiddling, then I heard him in one of his lessons, and I said, I want to fiddle, too. And so then when I was 7, I saw Rhiannon Giddens with the Carolina Chocolate Drops. I saw her playing the banjo, and I thought it would be really fun, and I liked the groove because it made people want to dance. So I picked the banjo up when I was 7, but we started to wait till my arms grew a bit.
It happens as you grow up. You know that. So you picked up a banjo. I mentioned this before we started. You have an own banjo.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
My first banjo was a Darien banjo. It was a parlor size.
Yeah.
So, and then I got a Pisgah banjo, and now I have the own.
Okay. So you were first into bluegrass, and then your is that what she's saying? Is this accurate?
Well, so I started classical violin when I was 5.
Okay.
And, then I saw the Goat Rodeo Sessions with Chris Thiele, Yo-Yo Ma, Stuart Duncan.
Let me tell you this. You guys have great introductions because I love Rihanna. What you're talking about, the Goat Rodeo,
yeah.
That's important stuff.
So that's when I saw Stuart Duncan playing that style of fiddling, and then I thought it sounded a lot of fun because it was sort of a mix of, you know, classical and bluegrass music altogether. So I loved the sound of that, picked up fiddle, and then I saw Chris playing mandolin and had no clue what it was even called at the time. And so I picked up mandolin, and then Uma picked up when she picked up clawhammer and started playing more old time music. Then I started doing more of that on fiddle, and then I started playing a lot more guitar and got more into like all this blues stuff, and then my songwriting was like folk and Americana, I don't know.
Well, let me ask you this. On the album Origins, which I have in my pack, I had three songs from you. How many songs contribute from the two of you as far as original compositions on this new album?
So the main purpose of the album was to get a bunch of old songs from that have a deep history in this music's roots. But I have one original on there about a slave named Old Joe, because slaves, they brought the banjo over to America, but they also contributed so much of the music from their regions, and it's become a big part of American music.
So, first of all, you guys are having fun here at Gray Fox?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Is this the first big festival event that you've been exposed to and been performing at?
I'd say it's the biggest.
Yeah, it's the biggest one so far. We've been to smaller ones, but...
And your mother's right nearby. We thank her for letting me chat. I asked permission to chat with both of you. She's over there being a mom and being quiet, so that's nice. Your mother's name is...
Sarika.
She told me that this morning, and I just forgot. So from here, you produce, perform, and you're going to do what this afternoon at 1:30? You're going to do some more performing, or...?
We're doing the Bluegrass Academy, and it's the question and answer thing.
Okay. I like what we're doing here, but different.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so impressed with your sound. When Mary Burdett, as I come up here to do things for the show and also to benefit Grey Fox, because they're nice to me, and I want to track down, and she sent me your music, the three cuts I had, and I said, those are people I want to find. And I kept saying, you got to help me find these people. And she's very busy when it starts. So this morning I'm coming down the hill, and I see you guys and your mother, and you're doing a video because you are taking over the Instagram account of...
IBMA.
IBMA.
Yeah.
Well, what have you done so far today to move that along?
Well, we've done the first video, which is introducing ourselves and telling people what they're going to see later. And then we've done video of rehearsing, and I think our mom took a couple of us playing.
Yeah, we're going to interview some other artists, too, backstage, hopefully.
Okay,
good job.
I really enjoy your music. What do you think? Okay, you have this one album where you said you wanted to bring up old tunes, and you have one original on there. You guys are really just getting started. You've talked about the diverse interests that you have. The classical, and then you see Stuart, and you see Rhiannon. Totally different trajectories, my word would be, for what you're picking up and doing.
Yeah.
What do you think? And you mentioned blues guitar. So all right, you're doing this bluegrass thing now, but what do you think? What are you looking at now? What are you looking into now? Doesn't have to be bluegrass. It can be whatever you're interested in.
For me, mostly old time, and I'm starting to do some blues stuff with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of blues are you talking about?
Like Piedmont blues.
Okay.
So it's the kind of blues that was once, well, I guess you could say string band music, and where it was blues and old time music combined, and that's nobody called it blues or old time.
No,
it was just
string
band music.
So how have you guys? You've done a lot of research into this.
Yeah.
Driven by your interest in you just finding this stuff out, because. That was a nice little summary of Piedmont blues, which, by the way, not a lot of people know about.
Yeah.
I recognize what you're saying, and I didn't expect that. So you guys are pretty young, but you're really into the research and resourcing information for what interests you in music, right?
Yeah, for me, it's like, you know, the saying where you should know where your food comes from.
Yeah.
If you're going to play the music, you should know where it comes from.
Yeah. So when you see Rhiannon Giddens, that opens up a whole other chapter, too, as to what her... So what are you... You hear it, but you also have to do some looking into what she's doing to inspire you to move on to the old-time banjo sound that she has.
Yeah.
So tell me a little about what happened there.
So Rhiannon also does the... Well, she has more of the original banjo, what it was most like back in Africa. And so that sound also really interested me because it's... about the history of the music and the banjo, and it has a really deep sound and deep grooving. And I actually did an apprenticeship with her studying that type of music. It just ended in May, and I now have a gourd banjo also.
So how long is the apprenticeship for? Because I never heard of this. That's a lucky thing. Well, you can say something.
It was about 7 months.
7 months? With Rhiannon Giddens?
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
I guess so. So you picked up all that from her. So now you know her. You can go back to her again, I assume. She's left on good terms. You can go back and pick her mind. And so you're continuing. So I'm really curious. So the blues, you guys may be doing some blues stuff.
Yeah, I guess at this point, we both have... kind of different interests in music. I mean, there's obviously a part that overlaps,
but it's just
we're trying to meet in the middle and kind of create our own sound.
Well, keep both of your interests alive, because then it all blends together.
Yeah,
and then it becomes Gary and Uma Peters in the same way that Rhiannon Giddens started out with the Carolina Chocolate Drop. She had interests that diverted from that a little bit,
right,
and explores more and more and more and more. Her last two albums are phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, keep doing that. That's the fact that you're young and you're doing this already. You should inform your music from as many sources as you're interested in, because it's going to come out different through you
mm-hmm.
than anything you may have listened to before. Even if you think you're playing Rhiannon Giddens, it's going to come out different for you.
Yeah.
If you think you're playing Piedmont Blues, it's going to be Geary's Piedmont Blues.
Yeah.
So you're already hip to this. This is like something. This is easy for me to chat with you. I'm going to let you go in a minute, but you're on the right path.
Thank you.
The fact that you're here today and playing and enjoying it, I hope, and you're going to go on and do some other things. But from what you're telling me, you're really exploring musical options, and you're open from classical music to where you are now. Who knows where you'll be in a year from now, but all these things have informed your musical
mm-hmm.
background. That's kind of exciting stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
But there's points in where I have to kind of tell myself to stay focused, because I get interested in so many different things. And
you ever listen to jazz?
Yeah. And I was going to just bring that up. So I learned, when I was playing bluegrass music, I learned, obviously, all of the improvisation stuff. And then I was in a jazz band. I was like, whoa, this is, like, so similar.
I'm glad you said that, because I've always thought there was a lot overlap between that upper level of bluegrass musicians who have that mastery of their instruments. It's just different. It's different scales, maybe.
Right.
But the ability
to
improvise and know where you're going, that, to me, was always the connection between upper level. What kind of jazz were you into?
Oh, I don't.
Just whatever.
Like, yeah.
Whatever.
It's like funk, jazz, all that stuff.
You know who Christian McBride is?
I don't.
Bass player. Great bass player. Jazz bass player.
Yeah.
I got him on this show, just to tell you, just wrap this up real quickly, because I saw him on film at Telluride playing bass with Sam Bush and Bela Fleck, and I thought, this is the greatest jazz player in the world, bass-wise, likes bluegrass. And I got him on the phone,
awesome.
And his mentor said, if you really want to get in that groove, listen to the Stanley Brothers. Now, you won't hear any of the Stanley Brothers and Christian McBride, but he was informed by that, just that
mm-hmm.
groove. So keep doing this stuff.
Thank
this is
you.
Great. Gary and Uma Peters, thank you so much for taking some time. I know you're busy.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Thanks for
having
us.
This has been a blast. And I'll let your mother know when this is going to air.
Sure thing.
She can listen to it, and it'll air for a week. And go on about your business. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.